Commentary Track presents Radio Movies, classic radio shows based on classic films, with your host, Frank Thompson.
Bonjour, mon ami. Welcome to episode 14 of Radio Movies. Tonight's production is Seventh Heaven. It's a Screen Guild Theater production of December 15th, 1940. And it stars Tyrone Power and his actual wife of the moment, Annabella, great French actress, who was in America fulfilling her destiny to play Diane in Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven was a tremendously popular product, no matter how it was produced. It began life as a play, written by Austin Strong. And it opened in October 1922, and it ran for 2 years. 704 performances, I read online. The leads were mostly people who I don't know. They never seem to have had much of a Hollywood career. But one of them did. Frank Morgan was in the play. Yes, the Wizard of Oz himself. In 1927, it was turned into a film by Frank Borzage, and it starred Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell, who became, over the years, incredibly popular as a team. They made a dozen films together. Also in the cast of that film was David Butler, who was a prolific director and made everything from Shirley Temple movies to Bob Hope movies and been into TV and everything. He's really an incredible career. And he started directing that same year, 1927. This film was hugely popular. It was a phenomenon. There was a song written for it called Diane, or as they keep saying in this radio drama, Deanne. The song was a huge hit. It turned out to be one of the highest grossing films of the silent era. I read in one place that it's the 13th highest grossing film. I can't prove that, but it sounds about right. And indeed, it was nominated for the very first Oscar. Didn't get it. Wings got it, but it was nominated and very highly regarded, not only by the critics, but by audiences everywhere. As a matter of fact, Janet Gaynor won her Academy Award. She was the first woman to win an Academy Award. In those days, they didn't pin it down to a single film. So she won for three films, Seventh Heaven, Sunrise, Murnau's masterpiece, and Street Angel. As a little aside, in 1937, there's a Japanese film made that was loosely based on Seventh Heaven, and it was called Street Angel. So, is that confusing enough for you? I think so. Henry King decided to remake it in 1937. Of course, as you know, I know I'm talking to knowledgeable people here, so forgive me for going over obvious stuff. But in the 30s, it was quite popular to remake silent films because they figured it was a great way to remake films without insulting the audience. Nowadays, if you hear that somebody's going to remake Casablanca, and I just heard that Madonna was going to remake Casablanca, hoping that's true. Now we get all snippy about it. But in the 30s, you could remake a great classic of the silent era because it seemed legitimately like a new project with sound. In fact, just the year before this, Henry King had remade D.W. Griffith's Way Down East. And in 1936, he was a busy son of a gun. He made four films. This one, Lloyd's of London, Ramona, with Loretta Young, Hubba Hubba, and The Country Doctor. Now, King's cast was Jimmy Stewart. Excuse me, am I too familiar? You know, we go way back. James Stewart and Simone Simone, that little cutie who had come over to America just prior to this, had been cast in Under Two Flags. And I'll have to go back several weeks for a correction here because Under Two Flags was number one on Radio Movies. For my intro, I trusted the trade papers who all reported that Simone Simone had been taken off of Under Two Flags because she had the flu and had to be replaced by Claudette Colbert. And then I got a lot of emails from people who said, no, you're naive to believe this trash. The real truth is that she was such a pain in the butt that they dropped her from the film, that she was always late and really temperamental, blah, blah, blah. Don't know that that's the case. I hope it's not, because I love her. But she did not stay in Hollywood long. She had made a few French films before she came over here. Didn't stay here long, went back to France. But luckily for all of us, came back to America in the 40s to appear in some genuinely great films. She's in The Devil and Daniel Webster, and then the two Val Lewton masterworks, The Cat People and Curse of the Cat People. My friend. Now here's the irony about this radio production that stars Tyrone Power. Tyrone Power was actually the first person that Henry King wanted to cast as Chico in the film. But instead, they put him in a film called Love is News, because Daryl Zanuck at 20th Century Fox wanted to develop him as more of a romantic leading man, and so wanted to put him in more lighthearted fare. And the same thing happened with Don Ameche, who was going to play Father Chevillon. He couldn't do it because he was also in Love is News. So Father Chevillon was then cast as John Carradine. And then he was dropped for reasons who knows why. Because wouldn't you want to have John Carradine in any film? But the part was finally given to Gene Hirschholt. Now this is the part that was played in the play by Frank Morgan. There was another song connected with Seventh Heaven. It was called Seventh Heaven. As a matter of fact, years ago, when I made my first trip to Los Angeles, I went to a screening of Seventh Heaven at some theater, and I cannot remember which one it was, but they just played recorded music throughout. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, but they had the single of Seventh Heaven, and boy, oh boy, did they play it a lot during that film, and I mean a lot. So I left not thinking too much of the movie and really hating that song just because it had been drummed into my brain for 2 hours. I later saw the movie under better circumstances and really fell in love with it. It's ultra romantic. It's melodramatic. It's everything that shouldn't really work, but it just does. And Borzage was brilliant at this in The Silent Days. And Henry King didn't have quite the same touch for this kind of film, but there's very little that Henry King couldn't do. After the 1937 film, which didn't do all that well, and it did not propel Simone Simone into the stardom that they were hoping for, did really propel James Stewart into stardom either, although he did start getting better roles and more leads, and of course, by 1939, he was really cooking with gas and doing Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and so forth. And by that point was a truly major American star. Simone Simone did not catch on that well. And this film didn't work for her as they thought it was. So it always seemed to King to be a little bit of a disappointment in terms of the way the public accepted it. There was a TV production in 1953. I'd love to find. It starred Geraldine Brooks and Herb Hatfield. And then something that I never knew about until I started looking into this is that Ricardo Montalban and Gloria De Haven starred in a musical version of the play that opened in New York in 1955. Screen Guild Theater Radio was a half-hour show, so this is an extremely streamlined version of the story, but I must say it captures the emotion of the film very well. Tyrone Power and Annabella are perfectly cast in it, and I found it to be quite moving, surprisingly moving, because a lot of times when these things are cut down so much, the emotion is the first thing to go because you just take away all the nuance and all the things that help really make it an emotional experience. But this one, it really, it keeps it all, I think. And while it's certainly not the experience that either of the films is, it is an honorable effort. And I think that you will enjoy it very much. And I hope you do. I'll talk to you in a while.
Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your host and director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies invite you to spend another evening with us here in the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. We think you'll like the show we have for you tonight because our stars are Annabella and Tyrone Power. You'll hear them in one of the most beautiful love stories ever told, Seventh Heaven. This story has been adapted for radio by Harry Cronman. Annabella and Tyrone, like all the famous stars who appear here in the Gulf Theater, are donating their talents so that in return, Gulf can give generously to the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And the fund, you know, provides the necessities of life for any person in the picture industry who may be unable to provide for himself. It's a great work, and Gulf is proud to be a part of it. That applause, ladies and gentlemen, is for Annabella and Tyrone Power, who have just entered the Gulf stage and have taken their places before the Gulf microphone. And now, Frank Tours cues Oscar Bradley's Gulf Orchestra in the opening theme, and we present Seventh Heaven, starring Tyrone Power as Chico and Annabella as Deanne. Paris, the Paris of 1914, gay boulevards, laughter and lights, but hidden from the tourists' eyes are the dark and shabby slums. And in this section, there's no street more gloomy, more crooked or more ugly than the narrow little alley called the Sock. It's a street of brutal tempers, flashing knives, a street of sudden, sharp alarms, a street that takes its pleasure at a tawdry, cheap cafe mockingly called the Hole in the Sock. Not far from the cafe, we find Chico. Chico the sewer man, who works in the dark all day beneath the streets of Paris. Seated on the curb, he's eating his supper. Sausage, a bit of cheese, an onion, and some good red wine. And he's dreaming of a far-off day when his great ambition may be realized, to be a street cleaner. Father Chevillon, ancient and benign, who is passing by, stops to speak to Chico.
Good evening, Chico.
Good evening, Citizen Priest.
I haven't seen you at church in a long time, my son.
You want to know why, Father Chevillon? Because I've become an atheist.
An atheist? Not really. Well, I'm delighted to know that, Chico.
Huh?
I've always wanted to get my hands on a thoroughgoing atheist. You are thoroughgoing, aren't you?
Certainly. I'm a very remarkable fellow.
Good. Now, just why are you an atheist? Did you ever give religion a chance?
Naturally. The Lord himself couldn't ask for a fairer test.
What was that test?
I went to the cathedral and bought the largest candle they had. It cost 6 francs.
6 francs?
Then I asked God to make me a street cleaner so I could do my work up here in the fresh air among people. And what happened?
Well, what?
Nothing at all.
Oh.
And then I wanted something else.
Ah?
I lit another candle for 6 francs more.
What was that one for?
I wanted a wife.
Oh.
Oh, not just any kind of a wife. A remarkable fellow like me needs a remarkable wife. Well, anyway, almost as remarkable.
I see. Did the Lord answer that wish?
No more than he did the first one. So you see, he owes me 12 francs. That's why I'm an atheist.
What is that?
Trouble again at the Hole in the Sock.
Isn't that one of the cafe girls?
Yes, and what a beating she's getting.
We must stop that, Chico.
Why, cafe girls are all alike. Lying, cheating, getting men drunk, and then robbing them.
Chico, she's running this way.
Oh, what's she doing? I'll take the girl away. I'll take you to bed for help. I'll
stick to it. Just a minute now.
Stay out of this, Chico. Stand aside, or
wait a minute.
No, let go of me.
I'll let you go. Head first into the sewer.
Oh, no, no, not in the sewer.
Very well, then. Will you promise
yes,
not...
Yes, 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 I promise anything.
That's better. There. Now, listen. If you ever abuse this girl again, I'll come after you and cut out your gizzard.
Oh, no, no,
now,
no.
Now, get out of here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Quick.
Let me go.
Look at her run, Chico.
Now, what did I do that for?
You were like a lion, Chico. So fast and strong.
I don't know why I did it.
It was a good deed, Chico. You'll get your reward in heaven.
Ha!
Now about that candle you burned, the one for the job of street cleaner. I'll write a note on this card.
Note? Why?
If you take it tomorrow to the commissioner, God will make you a street cleaner.
What?
Yes. And here is a small gift. 2 silver medals of St. John and St. Agnes to protect you from danger on your new job.
But why do you do this, Father? I'm still an atheist, you know.
Oh, are you? I think, Chico, that the Lord has a sense of humor. And the joke is on you.
Oh, is it? He still owes me 6 francs for the second candle.
Well, does he? Well, good night, my dear. Good night, Chico. Good
night. Hey, wait! You mean for my 6 francs, the Lord has sent me this frowsy kitten, this cafe mouse? I won't take her, do you hear me? I won't... Hold on, stop that.
No, let me go.
Put down that knife.
No.
Drop it, I say. There, that's better. Shame on you, trying to kill yourself with the very knife I use for my supper.
You can't stop me. I'll go and throw myself in the river.
Go ahead, see if I care. Go on, jump in the river.
I will, I want to die.
I should think you would. Hey, wait. Wait, I tell you. Where do you think you're going?
Oh, please, leave me alone.
That's what I should do. I don't even know why I came after you. Why do you want to take your life?
I've had enough of it.
That woman who was beating you, she owns the cafe?
Yes, she's my sister.
Well, why don't you run away from her?
Where would I go?
You could get a job. You could find some fellow who'd...
marry me? Who'd want a cafe girl?
You don't like it in there, do you?
Oh, no. That's why she whipped me. One of the men, he tried to kiss me. I threw some wine in his face.
Well, if you did that, you're not really bad. What's your name?
Leon.
My name's Chico.
Chico?
I'm really a very remarkable fellow.
Chico what?
Just Chico, your friend.
My friend?
Yes, I know I'll regret it, but I can't help it.
Oh, there's one down.
Don't be afraid.
Just a moment, please. Aren't you the girl who caused the trouble at the cafe?
No, she isn't.
I'm not talking to you. Where do you work, mademoiselle?
I have no work.
Come along.
Wait. You can't arrest her.
Be quiet.
But I tell you, you can't take her to jail.
No?
No. And you'd better be careful what you say about her.
Is that so?
Yes. You can't talk that way to her.
Why?
Because...
Because why?
Because, well, this girl, she's my wife.
I'm not very used to climbing so many stairs. 6 flights.
It's only one more. Oh. Why should this happen to me? I don't even know why I said you were my wife. It just slipped out.
Oh, I don't want to worry you. I can go away.
But you can't. The gendarme took my address. He'll come to check up. And if he finds out I lied to him, I'll never become a street cleaner.
If I could just stay, just until he comes and say I'm your wife.
He'll search the records. Our marriage won't be listed.
Can't you say we were married in Italy or somewhere?
Well, that's an idea. You know, you have a good head.
You have a good heart.
Well, here we are. This is my garret. Well, how do you like it?
It's lovely.
Only one room, of course, but look at the view from my window.
We're almost as high as the stars.
Well, when you work in the sewers all day, you want to be close to the stars at night. This is my back door.
The window?
Uh-huh. You see this plank? That takes me over to the next roof when I want to visit my friends. Come on, I'll show you.
Oh, no, please.
Now, look. If you're going to stay here, you'll have to stop being afraid.
I'll try.
Good. Here, take my hand.
No! Oh, that cat!
That's only Grisette. Oh. Are you frightened of everything? Well, never mind. What do you think of my place?
Oh, I think it's very much like heaven.
Huh? Look here now. You're not taking this seriously, are you? You know, I only brought you here because I had to.
Oh, yes, of course.
You're not going to take advantage of me.
Oh, no, I won't do that.
Just so we understand each other. You'll find the bed quite comfortable.
But what about you?
I'll walk out my back door, cross my plank, and beg a bed from my friends. See you in the morning.
Oh, be careful.
Good night.
Good night, Chico.
Doing my washing, Deanne.
But I like to do it, Chico.
Did the gendarme call?
No, not yet. Not yet.
For me, Deanne? This beautiful cake?
For your birthday.
Oh, it's much too nice to eat. Any visitors today?
No. The gendarme didn't call, Chico.
You know, you're really very, very attractive, Deanne.
Am I, Chico?
Yes, it's strange, but every day during the past 3 weeks, you've become prettier and prettier.
Oh, I'm so glad you think so.
Well, I do think so. I wonder what would happen if that gendarme never came.
Come in.
Oh. Good evening, madame. I presume that you remember me?
Yes, you're the gendarme.
Yes, the gendarme who thought you were the girl from the cafe. I hope you've forgiven me, Madame Chico.
Yes, of course.
Well, this is my first and last visit, madame. It's no fun to climb those 6 flights of steps. Well, good night, madame. And my compliments to your husband, Monsieur Chico.
Oh. Oh. It's come. It's happened. It couldn't last. It couldn't. Oh. Goodbye, Chico.
What do you think?
I think you're crazy to run up 6 flights of stairs like that.
But I am a street cleaner, Frisson. The miracle has happened.
Chico, there is something I have to tell you.
Oh, later, Frisson. First, I must tell Deanne the great news. Deanne, I passed the test. Come out from behind that washroom curtain and feast your eyes on this remarkable street cleaner. Deanne, do you hear me? I said... Frisson, where is she?
She is gone, Chico.
Gone? Gone where?
I don't know. She left an hour ago, and she was crying.
Well, when will she be back?
Who knows? Maybe she's gone for good, Chico.
But she can't get along without me. She belongs here. I've got to find her, Frisson. I've got to find her and bring her home.
Heard Act One of our Gulf Theater production, Seventh Heaven. In just a moment, the Gulf Curtain will rise on Act Two. While we're waiting, see if you don't agree with Bud Heaston, who says...
I don't have to tell you that every make of automobile is different. You can tell that just by looking at the different models. Yes, and because they're different, they've got to be lubricated differently. That's why you should make a point this winter of getting your car serviced at your good Gulf dealers. Your good Gulf dealer is ready with those special Gulf Lex lubricants. And he has a special chart covering your particular make and model of car and telling exactly what points to lubricate and which of the 5 different Gulf Lex lubricants to use. Naturally, he'll give you winter-grade lubricants all around. For instance, in your differential and transmission, so that even in the coldest weather, your gears will always work easily. He'll Gulf Lex your chassis so that your car will steer easily and ride quietly and gently. So, especially now, during the winter, when the right kind of lubrication is more important than ever, stop at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc and put your car in the hands of an expert, your neighborhood good Gulf dealer.
And now the curtain of the Gulf Theater is ready to rise on the second act of Seventh Heaven, starring Tyrone Power as Chico and Annabella as Deanne. It's a few hours later. Chico has found Deanne, the cafe girl he rescued one night and took to his garret, and who ran away when she believed he no longer needed her. As our scene opens, Chico is taking...
Making me go searching for you. I might have been looking yet if luck hadn't been with me.
Oh, please, Chico. Don't be angry.
Why did you run away? Will you tell me that?
The gendarme came at last. Now there is no need for me to pretend I am your wife.
We'll talk about that when we get home.
Oh, please, Chico. Let me go back. You are going to be something. I'll only drag you down.
Nobody can drag me down. Understand?
Yes, Chico. Only...
Only nothing. Take my arm and walk beside me like a good, respectable wife. You want these men ahead to think that there's something between us?
Yes, Chico. I mean, no, Chico.
Good evening, comrade. Putting up a notice?
Yes. You'd better read it, citizen. That's for all of us.
Chico, it's a notice to mobilize. That means...
Ah, exactly nothing. This is 1914. We're at peace. It's just another scare. Come, we have something important to celebrate. Tomorrow I'll be a street cleaner and Paris will be more beautiful because of me.
Chico.
Hello.
You're home so early today. Isn't it warm?
I had a little business to attend to. You know what I've got in this box?
No. What is it?
Well, why don't you open it? It's for you.
For me? For me? Why? Why, it's a dress.
It's a wedding dress.
A wedding dress? For me?
For who else?
Oh, no. You can't mean... Oh, Chico.
What is there to cry about?
But you really want to marry me?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't have to.
I know I don't.
Then I don't understand. You say you'll marry me, but you don't even... You don't...
Now what's the matter?
Oh, Chico, won't you say something?
Say something? What?
Just one word of love. To tell me you are not marrying me out of pity.
You want me to make love to you?
Oh, please.
I'd feel like an idiot. I can't... Well, all right. Just this once, no more. Leanne, you're... You know... I mean, well, before there was Chico and there was Deanne. Now there's only one of us.
One of us.
You see, it's nothing but arithmetic.
Oh, arithmetic?
Oh, now you're crying again. You asked me to make love to you, and look what happened. All right, let's try it this way, then. Look. Me, Chico. You, Deanne. This, heaven.
Say it again.
Chico, Deanne, heaven.
Say it again.
Chico... Deanne?
It is true. There is a heaven, and it's you.
Well, perhaps. I'm a very remarkable fellow. Well, sometimes I could reach right out and touch the stars. And then again, I... Oh, look here, this is no time to waste mooning. You've got to be ready by noon.
Noon?
Certainly. That's when we're going to be married.
Oh.
You know something? I'm glad you're going to be my wife. My wife.
Oh, say it again.
My wife. And Deanne.
Chico, oh, let us stay like this forever. Just like this, with your arms around me.
I love you, Deanne.
Oh, Chico, you said it. You said it all by yourself.
Where do you get so many tears?
I'm not used to being happy. It's funny. Chico, hold me close. No, closer. Closer.
There? It's Frisson.
Oh, the janitor.
Come in, Frisson.
A letter for you, Chico. The postman left it this morning.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, Chico.
Why is he sorry, Chico? Who is it from?
It's from...
No. No, it couldn't be.
It's true, Deanne. I'm called. I've got to go with all the others. What's the matter with me? I'm all wobbly inside. I'm shaking it. Deanne, I'm afraid.
Afraid? But you taught me not to be afraid.
A moment ago, I owned the world, and now it's gone. That's why I'm afraid.
Look at me, Chico. I will make you brave.
You?
Yes. I will be beautiful for you, and strong for you, and wise for you. Oh, I surprise myself with what I am. See what you have made of me. I, too, am a very remarkable fellow. Like you, Chico. Like you.
Yes, but what about the wedding? There's no time now. I'll have to report at once. I must know that you are my wife. Deanne, do you believe in God?
Yes, since he brought you to me.
If only I believed in him, we could be married now.
Isn't it enough, your wanting to believe in him?
Perhaps. Look, Deanne. These silver medals are Father Chevillon gave me. We will marry ourselves with these. I'm an atheist, but I'll have to give God one more chance. Give me your hand. Dear God, Perhaps you are here, and perhaps you're not. But if there's any truth in the idea of you, please make this a true marriage. With this medal, I take you, Deanne, for my wife.
With this medal, I take you, Chico, for my husband. Forever.
Now we're married. I must go.
Wait, I'll get my shawl.
No. Stand still. Don't move. I want to see you last like this. Listen. The church bell says it's 11. I will come to you every morning at this hour, Deanne. I promise that every day you'll feel me with you. Goodbye, Deanne.
Oh, goodbye, Chico.
Goodbye, heaven. I'm with you, Deanne. 12 months and I'm still with you. I always will be. Chico, Deanne, heaven. Chico, Deanne, heaven.
Chico, Deanne, heaven. Chico, Deanne, heaven. 11 o'clock. 2 years, Chico. And you are still safe here in my heart. Chico, Deanne, heaven.
Chico, Deanne. 3 years gone. Wait for me, Diane. I'll come back to you. Chico, Diane.
Chico, Diane. Chico, Diane. Oh! Chico, what is it? This pain in my heart. Chico, you all right? Yes. Yes, you must be all right. You're still with me, Chico. I can feel you here. Chico, Diane, heaven. Chico, Deanne, heaven. Chico, Deanne, heaven.
Cease firing.
It must be the armistice.
Father Chevillon. Oh, come in.
Hello, Deanne.
I was just getting everything ready to celebrate the armistice when my Chico gets here.
Deanne.
Look, I'm cooking onion soup for him.
My child.
Doesn't it smell good? His lunch will be ready by noon. Could he be here by then?
They don't just walk home the minute it's over, Deanne.
You mean it might be a few days?
Perhaps longer than that.
Oh, no. I've waited for 4 years.
Deanne, you must listen to me. I just came from the war office. They were putting up the casualty lists. Chico's name was on the list.
You mean he's been hurt?
No, Deanne. Killed in action.
Killed?
Several weeks ago. The lists are always late.
Oh, no, Father. It couldn't be. He was alive yesterday. He came to me.
I didn't want to tell you until I was sure.
But he can't be dead. He's come to me every day, just as before.
Remember what Chico taught you, my child. Courage.
Then he didn't come yesterday. No, the other day. I just imagined that he came.
He will always be with you, Diane.
Chico, Diane, heaven. And I was so sure. Oh, what nonsense. What childish nonsense.
God has not forgotten, my child. Look at those crowds down there on the street. In a few minutes more, the armistice will take effect. That means that thousands of men need not die today or tomorrow. Can't you thank God for that?
Chico's dead.
He died for his country.
Chico's dead.
Let us pray, my child. Almighty
no.
God.
For 4 years, I believed that God was protecting us. But there is nothing. It's all false. Chico was right. There is no God. There is nothing. Nothing.
It's
11 o'clock. Chico, Jan, heaven. Chico, Jan, he's alive.
Father Chapignon, he's alive. I know it. He's here. Chico. Chico.
Jan, I came upstairs so carefully, I wanted to surprise you. Deanne, where are you?
I'm right here, Chico. Here beside you.
Oh, Deanne.
Chico, what is it? Oh, your eyes.
Deanne, they can never take you from me. My eyes are still filled with you, Deanne.
Oh, they tried to make me believe you were dead.
Not me, Deanne. I'll never die. I'm too smart for them. And I'll see you again, too. You'll find out. They can't keep me blind. I tell you, I'm a very remarkable fellow.
Chico! Chico!
Thank you, Annabella and Tyrone Power. Or should I say thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Power. You were really splendid.
Tyrone and I have always wanted to do Seven Heaven together, Roger. Thank you and Gulf for the opportunity.
You know, Annabella, the last time I saw you and Tyrone was at the premiere of Ty's new picture, The Marco Zorro, which incidentally was some picture.
Oh, I'll say it was. Boy, I never knew you could handle a sword the way you did in that picture, Ty. And the way you rode a horse. See, what's the secret of riding a horse like that?
Well, there's no secret, Bud. You just sit in the saddle and pray to stay there.
Oh. Well, the sitting part I can do, but the staying there, that's another story. Well, no thanks. I'll stick to my automobile. Horses are too much trouble.
Yeah, but an automobile can give you trouble, too, can't it?
Well, of course, a car can give you trouble. In the wintertime, for instance. Now, just imagine how you'd feel on a freezing winter morning when you're in a hurry to drive off to work or to go downtown to do your Christmas shopping, and your car wouldn't start. Boy, would you be mad. Well, to help keep that from happening to you, just remember two things. One, quick-starting Gulf No-Knox gasoline for your gas tank. Two, Gulf Pride motor oil for your crankcase. Gulf Pride because it's always free-flowing. It always helps your motor turn over instead of holding it back, as some motor oils do in cold weather. And Gulf No-Knox gasoline because it fires instantly, even in a stone-cold cylinder. So remember, just so you won't get caught with a car that won't start, ask your good Gulf dealer for Gulf's quick-starting twins, Gulf Pride Motor Oil, and Gulf No-Knox Gasoline.
And now a word about next week's Gulf Screen Guild Theater program. Next week, Gulf brings you a special Christmas broadcast, a most unusual Christmas show featuring Anatole France's famous story, The Juggler of Notre Dame, with two of Hollywood's greatest stars, Nelson Eddy and Ronald Coleman. So be sure that your whole family and your friends as well listen to our special Christmas broadcast from the stage of the Gulf Screen Guild Theater next Sunday. Until then, this is Roger Pryor speaking for your neighborhood good Gulf dealer.
Take it easy this winter. You don't have to worry about heating your home when you use Gulf furnace oil. You know that you'll get full heating value from every dollar and prompt, reliable delivery. Phone your nearest Gulf office or your Gulf furnace oil dealer. Don't forget next week, the Gulf Theater Christmas program. Ronald Coleman and Nelson Eddy in The Juggler of Notre Dame. Bud Easton speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Anybody else a little choked up? I know I am. I'm a sentimental softie. Sue me. Hope you enjoyed that. I really did. I thought it was a good adaptation and a good condensation, and I thought it worked out really well. I want to thank my personal Diane, Claire McCullough, who's my announcer on both this and on the commentary track. I want to thank James Hutchins for designing my websites and keeping them up. He's actually doing something right now. James Hutchins is fixing up the commentary track a little bit. I'll let you know more about that when the time comes. And thanks also to Michael Bolt for writing my great theme music. Thank you, Michael. I hope you'll go to the websites, commentarytrack.com and frankthompson.tv, and click on the Amazon link and go through and even bookmark it. That would really help, so that every time you go to Amazon, you'd be going through my link. And that way I'll get a little bit of a kickback and help this show stay on the air. You can buy DVDs of the movies that these radio shows are based on, if they're available on DVD, and in this case they are. And you can also get DVDs and books and assorted stuff connected with the people I have on the commentary track. And I hope that you will take advantage of that and go through and do it. Going through Amazon doesn't cost you an extra penny, but if you go through my website, it gives me a little bit back. And it's so that's win-win on everybody's front. You can buy books, you can buy DVDs, you can buy CDs, you can buy Spanx, you can buy wooden shoes, you can buy a coonskin cap, you can buy a Groucho mask, you could possibly buy ding-dongs or ho-hos. I wouldn't even be surprised if you could buy moon pies on Amazon. Amazon has everything. But what I'd really like you to do is, I mean, if you're going to buy moon pies, buy thousands of them because it'll amortize itself in the long run, believe me. But you can also just go and get something big, and that's what I urge you to do. Go get something really, really, really huge so that my payout will be a lot more. Now, here's my suggestion. This may seem improbable at first, but think about it. There's a logic to it. There's a beautiful logic to it. I want you to go to Amazon, and I want you to buy a time machine. Now, they have one. They have at least one. They probably have a variety of them because Amazon has everything. So I want you to buy a time machine, then go back in time. Now, pay attention. This is great. Go back in time and invent Amazon yourself. You get me? And so that way you can start off making your own rules. And rule number one, because I gave you this idea, the only payback I want is I want you to change the Amazon Associates program so that everybody in the world, when they make their purchase on Amazon, the kickback would go to me. Now, see, you'd own Amazon, so you'd be a multi-billionaire in the first year, and I'd only get a fraction of that, a tiny fraction. So I'd only be a multi-millionaire in the first year. That would be, you'd have so much more. So I'm not crowding your style at all. This would really work. So when you go to Amazon to buy your time machine, don't buy the cheapest one, because you want something that you can count on. I'm not trying to get you to spend more money just on my account. I'm just saying go for quality, because when you're going back in time, you need to know that you can handle the space-time continuum and get back here when you need to. Because you will want to get back here to go check your bank account that is then overflowing with money like Scrooge McDuck's. So that's my idea. I think it's waterproof. I dare you to poke a hole in this idea because it will work. So anyway, check with me. Theoretically, if you go back in time and then come right back, no time will have passed. So I'm expecting a phone call right now. So I'm going to stop this. I'm going to go wait by the phone. Give me a call when this is done. And in the meantime, we're going to have another great radio show for you next week. Another episode of the Commentary Track coming up this week. And I apologize for the long hiatus. It's been over a month. All I can say is summer. Summer. Summer does things to you, and it makes you late on your commentary tracks. But we got one coming up, and I'm recording another one this week. So we'll have another one next week, and we're getting back in the groove. By the fall, we'll probably be doing 10 or 12 a week. Who knows? I'll see you then, and in the meantime, find Seventh Heaven and watch it. You'll like it.